Now, brother, you said Jan Sobieski, Don John of so Don John of Poland, or Don John of Austria, Don John, Don Juan at the Battle of Lepanto, and then wasn't it Don John Lavalette?
Lavalette. Was Lavalette's name John? And
I'm pretty sure that he was Don John de Lavalette, the Grand Master of the Knights of St. John, right?
Okay, I'm thinking of three specific Johns.
Okay,
I don't think Lavalette's first name was John.
Okay, all right.
I did not have that particular battle in mind, the defense of Malta. Okay, Malta.
Okay, that's
but
okay.
What I was thinking of was, of course, the famous war at sea in 1571, the Battle of Lepanto. And your audience has probably heard lots and lots and lots about that.
Sure. If you want
to learn more about it, go to Catholicism.org and search for the Battle of Lepanto, and you'll find stuff on it. But, it was a famous victory that was won not only by these different nations, principally the Venetians and the Spanish, but other ones who were in the Catholic League that was organized by Pope St. Pius V. Not only were there the fighting men on the ships engaged in actual early naval warfare, in a sense, which is brutal, because they weren't fighting, lobbing cannons at each other. The ships were coming up in close quarters to each other, and it was really a land battle on ship, if you will, because the guys got off, got onto the other ship, and just, you know, took the sword to everybody they could. So it was very bloody. They said that, you know, the Bay of Lepanto was red.
Was with red, blood. Right,
it
right.
It was really horrific. The victory was largely attributed to the intercession of Our Lady, Our Lady of Victories, under the specific title Our Lady of the Rosary, because Pope St. Pius V, who was a Dominican, and it has to be remembered that the Dominicans wear the 15-decade rosary on their habits, and that they promoted the rosary, and they also headed up the confraternities of the rosary, that the Dominican Pope St. Pius V, had ordered all of the members of the confraternity of the rosary to recite the rosary for victory. So that rosary, which is deliberately worn by the friars where a man would wear his sword on his belt, was the weapon which kind of won the battle, which is not to take any credit from Don John of Austria. I say Don John. You can call him Don. Chesterton called him Don John. He was of the same Habsburg family which had Spain, so he's frequently called Don Juan because that's the Spanish form. So it doesn't detract from his efforts to give credit to Our Lady. I mean, I'm sure he would have been the last person to object to Our Lady getting credit for the victory. So that was one of the famous Johns of whom Christendom sang, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." To be, you know, as it were, the savior of Christendom. Now, the other two were Jan Sobieski and John Hunyadi. Jan Sobieski was, of course, a Pole. He was an old man at the time.
Dear Pole!
He did not live much longer, right, after his great victory in Vienna. And as I recall it, on the feast of the Assumption, at Jasnogora, at the shrine, the Marian shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is, I think, on a mountain called Jasnogora. Cesare can correct me. And they went to the shrine. They went to Holy Mass. Many of them received communion and went to confession. They got on their horses and did a forced march from there to Vienna, and they were part of that effort against the Muslims who were then outside of the gates of Vienna, wanting badly to get in. And this is when the Muslim general said that he was going to march to Rome after having defeated Vienna. He was going to march to Rome, put a crescent moon on top of St. Peter's Basilica, and wrap the Pope's head in a turban.
He had also previously sent a letter to King Leopold threatening sodomy against his daughter and his wife after he cut his head off.